Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Was that on the air? Was my mic open? All right, somebody's getting fired. Who are you going to fire me? Please fire me. You can't ever talk around a microphone without assuming it's a live mic. Isn't that true? That's been my practice for 20 years on the air. Every mic is live, and there are mics everywhere. That should be your attitude, because God is always listening. God is always listening. Like George W. Bush, he lets out just vulgarity, and his defense is, I thought the mic was off. Well, what kind of a defense is that? You're telling us who you really are. God is always listening. So anyway, two stories in the news. One about the revoked school voucher program in Colorado, in Douglas County, and the other, Ann Coulter accepting a position as an official with a homosexual activist organization. That can't be surprising to people, can it be? But first, the voucher program. Douglas County instituted a school voucher program, and kids in that county just south of Denver were supposed to start going to private schools, Christian, parochial, conservative, whatever, private schools, non-government schools, beginning in a week from now. And those schools had already been receiving government money. Over $500,000 have gone to these schools. And private schools normally operate on a very threadbare budget. And when they get money, it's usually spent immediately. And so now it turns out that the school program has been ruled invalid, illegitimate, unconstitutional. So for one, the government's not giving the rest of the money for these students. They only paid a small portion of their annual tuition. And two, there's a chance they're going to ask the schools for the money back. Now, here at Bob Inyart Live, we haven't talked about voucher programs in ages. But what are the basic principles? Why have we warned private school administrators, Christian schools, why have we warned them about voucher programs? Well, the first question is it right or wrong on principle? And then secondly, pragmatically, what would come of it? And of course, pragmatically, with money comes control. And so this is a perfect object lesson for Christians, those who run private schools, perfect object lesson that the government doesn't care about you. The government would rather hurt you, harm you, than not. And the government being basically our bureaucratic monstrosity of a fundamentally godless government here in this country. With money comes control. And if the government gives money to private schools, eventually, those schools will have to hire homosexuals, right? Of course they will. I mean, if they have a boys' wrestling team and a homosexual applies to be the coach and they don't hire the coach for the boys' wrestling team, you better believe it that they're going to lose their funding. Somebody's going to end up out on the street. And it's not going to be the homosexual. So eventually those schools will have to hire homosexuals, cater to the homosexual agenda, deny God as our creator, promote the false belief that we've evolved from apes, which is one of the main reasons why we see so many young people behaving like animals, because they're taught that they are animals, and promoting abortion. All that control, of course, will follow the money eventually. I mean, it might take time, right? It might take 3 or 4 weeks, or it might take months or even years, but eventually that's where the voucher program is headed. It's like if the government pays the pastor's salary out of the general treasury, when the government pays for the pastor's salary, and that's happened, right, in our history in Massachusetts. the state treasury paid for the salary of the pastors of the churches up until 1833 in Massachusetts. And that's probably one of the reasons to this day that the Northeast, New England, is almost spiritually dead, because God does not approve of the government paying for pastor salaries. That is not biblical. God hasn't authorized that. You don't take money by force from people who are not Christian and use that money to pay for a pastor's salary. God has not authorized that. And so, speaking of principle, God has not authorized government to take money by force, that's what taxation is, and to use it to raise and educate other people's children. So it's fundamentally wrong. So it's wrong to advocate a voucher program. It's wrong to advocate a voucher program. It's proper to try to educate people that the government does not have the authority. It is not justified in raising and educating children. And to the extent that tax dollars are used to educate children, to that extent, millions of parents will become disengaged from the necessity of making sure their children are educated well. To the extent that the government is going to take care of the maintenance of your car, the government is going to give everybody free oil changes and free transmissions. And so what? People are going to really care to take care of their car when, hey, they can get it fixed by the government for free. The same thing is true with education. To the extent the government says, we're going to take care of your relatives if they fall on hard times, welfare, then to that extent, families will not take care of their own and neighbors and churches, because they're not stupid. I mean, money's relatively hard to come by. And if the government is there with handouts, then of course you're going to make sure your money is used for your kids, your family, and not for your extended family down the street. This is an object lesson. This is a perfect object lesson for private schools, because you got to know that this has severely hurt the schools that are affected. Severely. The school season is about to begin, and they undoubtedly got an influx of new students. Registration had to go way up, because now here's free money for my kid to go to a good school. And they likely hired additional staff and teachers. And now the government says, forget it, this is not going to happen. So it's a perfect object lesson. The government doesn't care about your school. I'm talking about the bureaucracy of the courts, our state education board, and so on. The government doesn't really care about your school or your kids. They care about their own empire. And their empire involves promoting homosexuality to school kids. And so that brings us right to Ann Coulter. Here we are with Ann Coulter. The American Family Association, founded by Don Wildman, run by his son Tim Wildman, you know, very reliable news source. They have a daily news radio network, onenewsnow.com, and on dozens or scores of radio stations. And they have an article out that there's a group called GOP Proud, G-O-P. That's the grand old party. Republicans who are homosexual activists formed a group called GOP Proud. Ann Coulter was willing to join their advisory council. And they're so excited because they say, well, Ann, she's really the one who helped us get us going. And we're so thrilled that she's now on our advisory council, along with Grover Norquist, right? That's Americans for Tax Reform, and Andrew Breitbart, biggovernment.com. You know, so often conservatives have supported people who undermine the Christian moral, the Judeo-Christian worldview and morality, and they've supported them because they make them laugh, or they make them hate Democrats, or they point out problems with liberals. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, we warn people, you know, well, Ann Coulter, for example, we've had her on this show a few times, and she defends Mitt Romney, who implemented, single-handedly implemented homosexual marriage in Massachusetts by ordering county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. That's Mitt Romney, who many in the Republican Party are in love with, and they'd like him to be the president and the head of the Republican Party, even though he gave us Obamacare before Obama, and Romney's Obamacare pays for tax-funded abortion. And he aggressively promoted the homosexual agenda and the radical part of the homosexual agenda in Massachusetts. So he's been a huge ally of the aggressive homosexual agenda and aggressive abortion agenda and socialism, since he promoted government health care reform and gave the state of Massachusetts something that's very similar to Obamacare, except it funds abortion. And so Ann Coulter just loves Mitt Romney. I mean, we have it on our video, if you haven't seen it, the Ann Coulter Hangups, which is a sort of fun YouTube video. It's got about 45,000 views now on YouTube, which is respectable for a political video. Matt Barber of Liberty Council, I'm so thankful that Matt has publicly stated that this is a big mistake for Ann Coulter to do this. She could marginalize herself and damage her conservative credentials. I asked Ann Coulter about legal positivism. She's a lawyer, and that goes without saying in America practically that means you're a legal positivist. Even our Christian law schools, as best I can tell by talking to students and people who have graduated, our Christian law schools are legal positivist schools, where they say that you follow the system and whatever the law says, that's what a judge should do. You know, we took German judges to court. We tried them at Nuremberg, because they were doing what the law said they should do. If the law says that you deny a black man his rights, then, hey, what are you supposed to do? You're just following orders, right? So you rob black men of their rights because you're a judge following the law. And if you are a judge and here's a Jew, Marcus Luftgas, and he's charged with hoarding eggs, then you sentence him to death because he's guilty and that's what's supposed to happen. And your defense is, well, I was just following orders, and if I didn't do it, somebody even worse than me was going to do it. And so I ask Ann Coulter, isn't it wrong to be a legal positivist? If the law advocates murdering the innocent, should you uphold the law? Don't you know that then you're guilty of murder? You have blood on your hands? And she's a legal positivist. Eventually, if the law says that pornography is okay, even if you didn't like it to start with, eventually you advocate the right to produce pornography because it's legal. And eventually the right to be involved in homosexual behavior because it's legal. And eventually you're promoting homosexual behavior because it's legal, because you don't have a biblical foundation. And if you don't have a biblical foundation, you're a double-minded man, unstable in all your ways. What I like about Matt Barber from Liberty Council, and by the way, Matt has been very supportive of the personhood movement, which is great because he's, you know, one of the leading Christian legal authorities in the country. What I like about him is that he warns people about homosexuality, talking about their spirituality and their physical and emotional health. He says there is nothing conservative about the radical homosexual activist agenda. And actually, I think it'd be good for us to drop the term radical, because any homosexual agenda is destructive. It's hateful. It's rebellion against God. Jesus said God made us male and female from the beginning. And so when we talk about the radical homosexual agenda, that implies that there's a reasonable homosexual agenda. So, Matt, real good idea. Drop the radical. So what is wrong is homosexuality. That's what's wrong. And should homosexuals be able to adopt? Should they be able to marry? How about these schools that are taking money from vouchers and they're going to teach their kids that homosexuality is destructive? Huh. Good luck. There's no such thing as luck, of course. There's chance. There is chance. Jesus said by chance. So Matt Barber talks about the sexual anarchy that comes with the homosexual agenda. And here's what Ann Coulter now is a part of. And it's a great tragedy. She doesn't realize it, of course. I think she believes it's big of her to support homosexuality, not knowing that it destroys the individual. It is a form of hatred to defend homosexuality. I had a debate, by the way, our phone number here, either about vouchers or Ann Coulter, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Hey, somebody from Indiana just sent in a donation. They got a Colorado Right to Life letter in the mail about the upcoming banquet with Tom Tancredo and Alan Keyes and Kevin Swanson. Wow, what a night that's going to be, September 17th. Registration 6. Dinner begins at 7 at the Renaissance in Stapleton. And somebody in Indiana got the letter about the banquet, and I just found out sent $100 to Colorado Right to Life to support the event, even though he can't be there. Hey, that's real encouraging. Who was that? That's Mike? Thank you, Mike. All right. A while back, I had a debate with a homosexual activist, Wayne Besson. Wayne Besson of the group Truth Wins Out. What a debate that was. Really interesting. You could read a summary of it or listen to it on our website at KGOV.com. Now, one of my favorite authors, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, Greg Jackson. Greg, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, it's a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for having me on. Couple quick comments. Number one, I'll bet Wayne Besson didn't hang up on you like he hung up on me when I debated him.
Ah.
Because you're a better debater and you're nicer to people.
No, I'm Greg.
I've learned, yes.
That debate is one of our classics at Bob and Yurt Live. And we have a show summary, Queen of Denial, Wayne Besson, homosexual activist, Queen of Denial. And we ask him a dozen different statements, observations of the homosexual lifestyle, in which he denies them all. And they're powerful and stunning.
Yeah, he's way in denial. It's not just another river in Egypt. With regard to Matt Barber, I agree with a lot of what you said about Matt Barber, especially his support for personhood. He is one of the most vocal critics of homosexual behavior out there, and for that I'm thankful. But that being said, in all fairness, I have to tell you that when he was at Concerned Women of America, otherwise known as Concerned Wimps for America, I went into his office, and as I think you know, I met with him and Wendy Wright for an hour and a half. In her office.
Yeah.
And I begged them to alert their donor base and their membership about Romney's record. Now, this is in 2007, very pertinent issue. He was running for president. They needed to know, and you know the story that they reminded me after our discussion that I was actually sitting in the chair donated to Concerned Women of America
by Mitt Romney. In fact, there's a photograph of that chair at ProLifeProfiles.com on Romney's profile. Greg, I was called about a week ago by a columnist with the Huffington Post. And he said he was doing an article on Mitt Romney. And so, great. We gave him plenty of information. And I said, our goal is, by the campaign, to be in the top five Google results when somebody Googles Romney and abortion or Romney pro-life. And he said, well, let me try that right now. And out of tens of thousands of pages, we were number pro-life one. Profiles was number four.
Pretty sad, though, Bob, that Fox News is number one, National Review with coverage of Romney. It's pretty sad that a left-wing rag like the Huffington Post has to get the truth out about Romney. Pretty ironic and pretty sad, if you ask me.
Yeah, what a great point. But Greg, hey, I'm pretty thrilled because we're up against, ABC News and the New York Times.
Awesome.
And Politico and on and on, all the major news outlets, including WorldNet Daily, Fox News, and to be in there in the top four, and now maybe we need to up the goal to the top three.
Can I make another quick comment about Coulter?
Sure.
Barbara says she's in danger of losing her conservative credentials. Excuse me?
You mean didn't that happen
like a decade ago?
Right.
I mean, I woke up to Ann Coulter a long time ago. As you know, I was, had a little bit of a relationship with her, as friends, excerpts of personal email.
Hey, Greg, you weren't as close with her as Bill Maher is.
They're tight. No, yeah. I'll bet they are tight. And, I told you a long time ago about this, what's the guy's name on the Drudge Report that does the videos?
Breitbart? No.
Breitbart. That guy is about as pro-homosexual as you can get, and they've infiltrated the conservative movement.
And he's pro-abortion. Right, he's
pro-abortion. And what do? They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Why do they talk the talk? Because they know their main subscribers and viewers are Christians.
Yeah.
And so they pay lip service to the issues that we care about.
Do you remember the author who wrote the book, The Real Anita Hill? I read that book, and it'll probably come to me in a moment. Maybe someone here will look it up. Oh, David Brock.
Yes.
Conservatives were swooning over David Brock. What a great investigative conservative author. And he's a homosexual. Homosexuality, ultimately, it inoculates children against Jesus Christ. When you believe that homosexuality is acceptable, you reject the Christian worldview. And that's why liberals promote homosexuality. Not because Bill Clinton doesn't hang out with homosexual guys. He doesn't do that. But it fundamentally is their
wife on the other hand.
Oh yeah, right. We're not talking about her or Ann Coulter, but they do this because it is the atomic bomb against the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why they promote homosexuality, because God made us male and female, as Jesus said. He knows he was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you can get the kids to believe that there are no singular roles for male and female, that he didn't create us to be male and female distinctly, and that if God didn't actually create us in the first place, then you've destroyed the foundation of the Christian worldview.
Yeah.
And you've destroyed civilization, Western civilization.
Hey, Greg.
And by the way, none of the presidential candidates will talk about the fact that is the issue, that it's the moral, it's whether God gives us inalienable rights or not, whether we'll be ruled by God or man.
Well,
that's the singular most important question that no one's dealing with.
The only way we're going to get a good presidential candidate is if we make a good candidate, because don't know. They just don't know. I'm waiting. Hopefully Michelle Bachmann will support personhood. and then we'll be able to support her, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right.
We hand-delivered an American Right to Life candidates survey to her office. We FedExed an American Right to Life survey to her. And so far, no response, but hopefully us or some other personhood organization or PAC will get her on the record supporting personhood.
Well, we happen to be good friends with somebody in Iowa who might be able to do that, who is a part of personhood in Iowa. And she was born in Iowa, and I think she wants to do well in Iowa.
Yeah, she does. She won by, what, 120 votes or something?
That's not counting the people who voted 100 times each for Ron Paul. Okay. You know, they know how to game the system, those Paulites.
Yeah, well, that's
pretty crafty.
So, Greg, hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Bob, thanks for having me on. God bless you, my
friend. You, brother. Yeah, Wayne Besson, homosexual activist, I asked him, are there heterosexual child molesters? Are there homosexual child? He denied that there is even theoretically such a thing as a homosexual child molester. That's what you're dealing with when there's rebellion against God. There's intellectual dishonesty, perversion. And so, of course, a man who molests only girls is a heterosexual child molester. A man who molests only boys is a homosexual child molester, and the homosexual community and our government cannot admit that. They can't acknowledge that because of the rebellion against God, which blinds you. You need eyes to be able to see and ears to hear. So, hey, we're out of time. KGov.com is our website, KGOV.com. If you're interested in Bible study, we've got so many fun DVDs. On this issue, just check out Terry's Call, A Homosexual Who Hated Christians Until, great DVD. And also The Banquet, Colorado Right to Life, September 17th.